I think that would be fair to say, Greg, definitely. Putting it in context, the council have had this proposal from us since last November. So I think they would have been pretty familiar with what we were looking at. And the areas that we're talking about, particularly the sub-basin districts, the six sub-basin districts, all the data that they would require would be readily available for those because they are SACs that have been covered under the Water Framework Directive previously in 2009, and they require biannual reports to the EU. And as regards the 10 times separation tip height distance of a turbine from homes, centres of gathering, etc., there isn't really any major difficulty with that because it's very straightforward.
So you want a date, I beg your pardon, so you believe a date should be set for this public consultation?
Absolutely, yes, because certainly in the case of the sub-basin districts, those shouldn't have been zoned as open to consideration in the first place. The original management plan for those sub-basin districts ruled out wind farm development in those areas where there was deep peat because of the elevated nature of the local landscape. So I think that they're well behind on that and well behind in preventative measures to protect those sub-basin districts. And as regards the 10 times tip height, well, Donegal currently has no separation distance from wind farms from homes at all. And the group and indeed others in Donegal have been calling for this to be introduced since the county development plan was adopted in 2012.